Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for microwave stuffing. You can use any brand of stuffing in the microwave, though we're using Paxo stuffing, and it's just brilliant. It's a really, really lazy way to make your stuffing, but it's great because then you've got your stuffing ready for serving for your Christmas dinner, or maybe even for Thanksgiving or another time of the year. And it's the simplicity of it when you've got lots of different things to cook, and it just gets this out of the way and you've got one less thing to think about. So we used one box of Paxo sage and onion stuffing, but anything similar will work. And then a tablespoon of butter that was heaped. And that's all the ingredients you need. You could add more seasoning to your stuffing if you wanted to, but I find that the Paxo ones is really strong on the sage and onion, so I don't really feel like it needs it. And then boil your kettle and load into a bowl your stuffing mix with 400 ml of boiling water, which is about 1 3/4 if in cups. And then mix it well with a fork. I always use either a mixing bowl and having a big mixing bowl and pouring the water in, or I sometimes use a large measuring cup, and then you can be mixing the stuffing in the same cup and it saves on washing up. But it's totally up to you. Just make sure it's well mixed and then add in a heaped tablespoon of butter and then mix it well. Then load into the microwave or transfer first into your preferred serving dish. Because this is brilliant if you just want a bowl of just stuffing. And then microwave for 5 minutes before serving. And that's your simple bowl of stuffing that anyone could just grab a tablespoon of, put it over the turkey, and you're sorted. But if you follow the tradition that most Brits follow and you like stuffing balls, then you would follow the first steps, but instead of placing them into a bowl, then I recommend placing them into the fridge on top of a plate, because then your glass isn't going to break in the fridge from your very hot bowl, because remember, you've just used the boiling water. And then place it in the fridge for about an hour so it's cool enough to touch, and then transform it into stuffing balls. The box of sage and onion stuffing does about 12 balls, so just think about that in size. And then microwave for the same cook time on a plate or a dish that is microwave safe. So instead of doing a bowl of stuffing for 5 minutes, you're doing stuffing balls for 5 minutes. And then it's all ready, and it's ready for serving, and it's great. Or if you want to make the stuffing ahead, what you can do is you can get it ready on its bowl or plate just before you put it in the microwave to cook, but instead place it in the fridge. And then when you're 5 minutes away, wanting to eat your dinner, you can put it on in the microwave then, and it just saves on time. And then it's one less thing for you to worry about. And enjoy your stuffing! Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.